Track 3.20.
OK, so here's my presentation about a real-life hero. He's from England, or rather was. It's the inspiring story of a young man who achieved remarkable things in spite of the fact that he led a very difficult life that was also far too short. When he died, at the age of only 19, he'd managed to raise £5 million for cancer research. Here's the story. Stephen Sutton was born in 1994 in Burntwood, a town in central England. He was a very active young person with a love of sport, in particular football and long-distance running. He achieved very good grades at school, and it was his dream to become a doctor. He'd already had interviews with Cambridge University, where he hoped to be able to study medicine, but unfortunately he had to withdraw his application because of his own medical condition. In 2010, when Stephen had just turned 16, he had the first symptoms of the illness. His father, who had defeated bowel cancer twice himself, was worried his son might have inherited the cancer gene from him. He pleaded with doctors to have Stephen scanned for cancer, but the doctors thought it was extremely unlikely that someone of Stephen's age would have bowel cancer. Finally, at the age of 17, Stephen and his parents were told that he had terminal cancer and that he didn't have long to live. Stephen was devastated, but he refused to feel sorry for himself. He was determined not to lose any time and started drawing up a bucket list of 46 things he wanted to do before he died. The first item on the list was to raise £10,000 for the Teenage Cancer Trust. The list also included things such as writing a book, doing some public speaking in front of a huge crowd of people, and getting his name in the Guinness Book of World Records, as well as slightly less ambitious things such as watching a football match at Wembley Stadium. Stephen was an inspiration for other people while suffering terribly from his illness. He didn't want to give in to the pain and tried to enjoy the time he had left as much as possible. He never complained about his situation, bravely managing to stay positive. Stephen created his own website and blog, Stephen's Story, and it became his passion to help other people by raising money for the Teenage Cancer Trust. He inspired thousands of people to donate money to the charity, and a number of celebrities supported his cause, among them famous actors, sports professionals, and politicians. In order to raise money, Stephen jumped out of aeroplanes and organised all kinds of other fundraising events. He always uploaded the photos of his activities to his website with the thumbs-up gesture that would become his trademark. Stephen died on the 14th of May 2014, but his legacy to help young people with cancer has lived on. As of the 16th of September 2014, he'd raised over £5 million from over 340,000 donors. A quote from his website, which is now maintained by his mother, says that Stephen's story has inspired hundreds of thousands of people across the world with his passion for life and will continue to make a genuine difference for as long as Stephen's legacy continues. The Neon Brotherhood, a band from Stephen's hometown, even released a single inspired by his heroic life, Hope Ain't a Bad Thing, which went to number 2 in the British Top 10. Okay. That's my talk. I hope that you've found this story as inspiring as I have, and I would now...